a lot of folks going straight up crazy, going absolutely batshit. And as I've said before, one of the only real silver linings of the last 2 years, nearly 2 year long pandemic, right? We're in month 21 or month 22. And one of the only favorable things is we get to see who's the real deal and who is just a total disgusting, shameful, spineless clown. And we got Trumpy promoting the vaccine yet again. He got booed. Got booed when he was interviewed by Bill O'Reilly the other day on a panel, booed by the live audience for promoting the vaccine. It's like your base is conservative, limited government people. They don't like the idea of an experimental injection being forced on them. And it blows my mind that these handful of shitbag elites, these shitbags have redefined some key pieces of language to defend an argument that is completely indefensible at this point, right? So they say, hey, it's just the vaccine. Why are you opposed to the vaccine? And Trump says that you'd be giving them what they want if you doubt the vaccine. Giving who what they want? You know, it's like he's clearly just one of them, and they play both sides. There's no reason why he has to be spending his time right now being booed by his own supporters by promoting something he knows they don't trust and don't like. That's not smart, and it shows that somebody has him on a leash, right? Someone has him on a leash like a little house cat, and they're saying, hey, come here, Trumpy. Come here for another little pet. I want to pet your little orange head. The Rothschilds are getting as much mileage out of this orange blob as possible. Because not only did he promote the vaccine again yesterday, he then proceeds to bash cryptocurrency. Yet again, bashes crypto. I really don't think Trump knows what crypto is. Based on his statements about it, it's as if he's never gotten through a full-length article about crypto. I truly don't think the guy understands what it is. And he's told to go out there and shit on it. And yet another topic that with real limited government conservatives, not popular. People have made $3 trillion from zero to more than $3 trillion market cap. All the cryptos in the world, if you include Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin, and all the other big ones, more than $3 trillion of value created in just over a decade. And a lot of people who made money off of crypto and continue to believe in it, there's overlap between those people and people who believe in silver and gold and real estate as alternatives to the Federal Reserve dollar, right? The Federal Reserve note. So Trump is shitting on a whole bunch of people who would otherwise align with his politics, right? There's a ton of people in the conservative movement who have issues with the Federal Reserve and its lack of oversight and transparency into the total money supply, et cetera, right? So that's why some people like gold. And again, most of these people who like gold, they're not liberals, they're conservatives. So Trump is going after some things that are super popular and were popular before he even came along. And it just shows you again that he's not some guy looking out for his career. This is somebody owned, someone who got an easy life. I never got huge multi-million dollar loans from George Soros and from the Rothschild family, the Rothschilds. I never got that. Trump did. Trump got that when his casinos were failing back in the 1980s. He got deals that none of us would get in 100 years. Which makes you wonder, what does he have to do in return? What does Orange Blob have to do in return for that life of true luxury, right? And loans that don't have to be repaid from Deutsche Bank, which is very connected to the Rothschilds. Multi-million dollar loans with no end date, just rolls them forward. Hey, I wish we could all live like that. You know, sounds great. But yeah, the guy's a total phony. And the other phony I've witnessed devolve into just total unpopular madness is Jim Cramer. So Jim Cramer went on this really weird rant not long ago, just weeks ago, went on this crazy rant about how the US military has to go door to door and force the vaccine on people who haven't taken it yet. And again, I want to interrupt myself here because they use the word vaccine. It's just the vaccine. Why are you being a weirdo? Are you afraid of needles? Are you afraid of the doctor? Are you a baby? Well, it's not technically a vaccine, right? Because now you have two more senators, two more US senators who have tested positive Senator Warren and Senator Cory Booker, both of whom claim to be triple vaccinated. So either it doesn't work, in which case it's not a vaccine, or these people did not take the vaccine and they lied to us. Really, those are the only two possibilities, right? Is that the injection series is not functioning as an effective vaccine because you got multiple members of the Senate catching it at the same time and they claim to be fully vaccinated. Then you're not fully vaccinated at all. So either a liar or the product is a lie, one of the two. All these elites in DC who say they're triple vaccinated are either completely lying to us or, again, they took an inferior product it does not actually protect. And it just blows my mind as a non-doctor, but a person who follows logic. Here they're saying Omicron's the big thing. You know, I have someone close to me who just caught COVID. They believe it's Omicron. So you got Omicron ripping through. And by their own admission, the boosters that they're forcing on people, the boosters they're forcing on people, or you can't go back to work or you can't travel. It's not even updated for this new variant. It's total insanity. It lends credibility to the theory that this is some kind of poison or some kind of depopulation, you know, sterilization scheme. Because why aren't you updating what's in the shots to account for the fact that we have new variants now? New variants which seem to be walking right through whatever protection these shots supposedly provide. So again, that's what the science is saying, is very, very low protection numbers against Omicron. So why not update the shots? Right, the BioNTech founder has bragged that they developed that mRNA vaccine in a single afternoon. In one afternoon, and that's the blueprint that Pfizer went with. Hey, maybe it's not so great. Maybe it takes more than an afternoon to do some of the most complicated mRNA protein folding type shit ever done by humanity. Maybe it takes more than an afternoon, unless what you're selling people is not really a vaccine, but something totally ulterior and totally sinister, right? Because at this point, everybody who wants the shot has taken it. Every time I drive by a CVS or a Walgreens, the signs are out front like it's a goddamn carnival. It's a goddamn carnival, right? It's insane. What happened to our country? This is insanity. And now I hear McDonald's is going to be rolling out. I'm going to have to stop eating at McDonald's because all their logos and stuff, it's going to be the vaccine. They're doing a big promotion of the vax. It shows you they're all in on it. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist or like Charlie Day and Always Sunny in Philadelphia or something, you know, his character. They're all in on it. They really are. They're all fucking in on it. Again, Trump the other day, instead of rallying what support he has left, right, so he can either get back into politics or raise money or whatever it is that he wants to do, rather than rally around some important causes that would be popular with his base, he goes after two of the things that they most are, you know, that they're most polarized by. Doesn't make any sense unless he's owned by somebody and they're yanking his leash and saying, hey, Trumpy, time for a few more pets before you leave. It's just so pathetic. So you got Kramer, who goes on this rampage, this rant about how the military should force this experimental injection to people door to door. And he wasn't kidding. My first employer was Jim Cramer, right out of college. I wrote for his website. So, I like to think that I have some idea if the guy's kidding or not. He wasn't joking. He really believes that should be done, really believes that would somehow return us to normal. But again, it won't return us to normal because these triple vaxxed people in D.C. are catching COVID and they say, oh, it's fairly mild thanks to the vaccine. But that's not what people were told when they took it. They weren't told, oh, it'll make it more mild, but it still might be really shitty. That's not a vaccine at all. So whatever they gave people, not a vaccine. They're lying. They're misusing language, right? Experimental injection, not a vaccine. And mandate, what a pretty word. Oh, are you going to comply with the mandate? Like some fucking Willy Wonka shit. Like you got the golden ticket from Willy Wonka. Are you going to comply? No, it's not a mandate. This is called forced injections. This is the end game. Right, this is like mass murder of the populace or sterilization at best. I'll tell you what, forcing people to do something they don't want to do. And again, everybody's taking it who wants it. Everybody knows about the vaccine. McDonald's is not helping anybody. They're not raising awareness. We know about it. The problem is people don't think it's safe. It's not that hard to figure out. It's not that people don't know there's a vaccine. It's people have concerns about its safety, considering it's the most deadly vaccine of all time. And it just blows my mind that there are still blue check marks on Twitter who are allowed to spread propaganda, allowed to spread medical lies, and say it's great that there hasn't been a single child admitted to the hospital for myocarditis in either the United States or Canada since we began giving the 5 to 11-year-olds their precious jab. Not a single case. What do you conspiracy theorists have to say about that now? Some piece of shit tweeted that out, and it got thousands of retweets. Well, just do a search on the same platform for myocarditis and search by top tweets, and you'll see RNs, right? You'll see nurses as well as doctors who are talking about in their own hospitals seeing a flood of cases, flood of myocarditis cases in children who just took the vaccine. So these people are straight up fucking lying. Straight up propaganda war. And the more they lie, the more I wonder what's really in these shots. What's really in these experimental shots that were made in a single afternoon? Why can't they update it? It's been a year. Update it for the new variant, unless you're totally full of shit. And this is NWO depopulation. Feels like someone declared war on us and we just haven't realized it yet, right? This is like round one is kill off the weak people with something that makes you sick. You know, the number of people I know personally who've been fucked by the vaccine is truly astounding. Whereas I don't know anybody personally who's died from COVID. You could say, oh, what about Robert David Steele? Well, Robert David Steele is not somebody that I personally know. That's just someone I interviewed years ago and total piece of shit, in my opinion. May he rest in peace. So he died of COVID, but again, not a friend of mine. And the fact that he's former CIA, I don't really trust anything that's said about Robert David Steele one way or another. Who knows what he really died of, you know? I mean, the guy was down in Florida, I believe was about to give a speech about how he thinks COVID is a hoax. So who knows what he really died of, you know? But the media claims he died of COVID. So I guess technically I have an acquaintance who died of COVID. But you think about the thousands of people I know, everybody else has had a mild experience who caught it. Myself, I caught COVID fairly early on, had a headache for a few days, and it was like, it wasn't pleasant, but it wasn't the end of the world, and then I felt better, and that was that. And yet I've been thrown into this weird Amir Darkly, you know, from Star Trek, Amir Darkly, just an alternate universe where it's all the same characters we used to know, like Jim Cramer and Donald Trump, etc., only now they're just different. There's something off. They're just fucking obsessed with the vaccine. To the exception of, you know, to the exclusion of nearly all other topics on the planet, just vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. It's not normal. It's absolutely not normal, folks. Again, it's like someone declared war on the United States and the rest of the West and just didn't tell us. Every single article is about the vaccine on Yahoo News, on Google News, every single goddamn article. That's not normal. Even the Business Insider headlines this morning, one of them was saying, this Business Insider headline was saying that parents are worried their children are going to be fucked up if they don't get the vaccine soon. What mindfuckery. What sick, satanic mindfuckery. Parents are terrified their children will be messed up if they don't get the experimental injection soon. Oh, you mean kids are getting messed up who take the experimental injection? They love inversion. These little satanic cultists love inversion. And the extent to which I was censored and discredited and all that, just for reading the WikiLeaks emails, the whole planet should reread those emails or read them for the first time, I guess, more accurate to state that. Whole planet should read them because you'll see these are just people. These are people who are compromised at a level that you and I can barely even comprehend. We're talking walnut saucing, watermelon sugar club on the island. We're talking murdering kids after you diddle them and then drinking their blood. These people are fucking garbage. And it was in their emails. And that's why they destroyed Julian Assange's life. As you can just read the emails for yourself. And people made it out to be something it wasn't. Oh, you believe Hillary Clinton kills kids at pizza shops. You're a dummy. Okay, that's not what I believe at all. But to say Pizzagate's not real, those WikiLeaks emails, they're talking to each other about pizza and pizza dates and bring the pizza over. And when are we going for the pizza in the torture chamber? And they're not talking about actual pizza. Same with walnut sauce.
And then someone said, oh, look, there's an article about walnut sauce from 2014. So that proves that you don't know what you're talking about. No, it proves these criminals and child molesters just picked good code words, right? Because obviously there's other uses for words like pizza and pasta and walnut sauce. They picked a good code language that until the WikiLeaks emails, nobody had any idea about. But it's significant that the people who are pushing this pandemic and this semi-forced experimental injection are the same people in those WikiLeaks emails. That is just research-wise extremely significant, and nobody else in the independent media is talking about it because I guess they're all in on it. You know, and people are treating Joe Rogan like he's a hero for having that guy Peter McCullough on his show to talk about how deadly the vaccine actually is. No, he's just covering his ass. I think Rogan's covering his ass because he sees the tide has turned. He could have had that guy on his show 3 or 4 months ago and saved so many healthy young people who listened to him from taking the experimental injection. He could have saved so many of his listeners, but instead he had Rhonda Patrick on. Let's not forget, he had Dr. Rhonda Patrick on, and it looked like somebody had put a gun to her head just minutes before going live or something because she looked scared and she was reading off of index cards about how safe and effective the vaccines are. Safe and effective, safe and effective. Just the usual Teletubby line, and he didn't call her the fuck out. He should have thrown her out of the studio. He didn't call her out. He just let her promote her bullshit. And so he is way too late to call this thing out. Way too late, way too soft. And so, no, I don't think he's a hero. I think he's just protecting what's left of his reputation. He knows people are pissed. He knows if you side with this, you're a complete fucking loser. Like Jim Cramer. Sorry to go back to him for the last time. So the guy's just off the deep end. You know, his employer is NBC, and NBC has pushed this pandemic hysteria. And I guess Jim Cramer has bought his own bullshit. I guess he's bought his own company's propaganda because now he's terrified of life and thinks the military should go door to door to force an injection on people that doesn't even fucking work. It'd be one thing if the vaccine were just phenomenal. Right. And all these people in D.C. were not catching COVID because they're totally protected. But instead, there's a new mask mandate. Mask mandate in D.C. just rolled out. So they're scared and the pandemic is not over and these people force something on us. That whatever the fuck it is, it's not a vaccine. And so Joe Rogan is a truther. He should have been on this again 4 months ago. Instead, he provided a platform to a bunch of fucking losers, a bunch of fucking trash. And even if the whole world congratulates him for being such a great guy, I won't forget it. I won't forget that he could have stood against this pandemic months earlier and didn't. He's controlled opposition. All these people who get big platforms are controlled opposition. And I hate to sound like some bitter guy, but it's just completely true. I mean, they tried to wipe out this company, Fulcrum. They tried to create another company in D.C. with the same name and then just began advertising. It was one of the weirdest things I'd ever seen. I've written about this before. It's like they just began advertising in D.C. like, read the Fulcrum today. Get your latest D.C. news. And their headquarters was literally just up the street from where I was living, from my condo, my apartment at the time. And I'm just like, this is like Eyes Wide Shut type weirdness, right? You got this site, Fulcrum, funded by Issue One, which is connected to Soros and Podesta. And it's like they tried to just destroy my brand. And of course, their Fulcrum was a bunch of, you know, bunch of weak shit, bunch of weak establishment, fake progressive shit. And I like a lot of what progressives are about, but what you got in D.C., they're not real progressives. It's like cryptocurrency. They should all be celebrating it. One of the things that progressives wanted most was an alternative to the rigged banking system, right? They wanted something more like a credit union. Well, you got something even better than credit unions with crypto because it's like a money union, right? It's almost like a money union where anybody who uses it is acknowledging, oh, this is currency. Instead of using the rigged Rothschild tokens, which are unbacked and created out of thin air, literally just created. People choose to use rare cryptos, which can't be counterfeit, and where you know the actual supply. And it's a cool thing. It's like you got something even better than what progressives wanted, because the cost of crypto is actually nothing, right? To run crypto, so to speak, just requires internet and electricity. So all this talk about, oh, the electricity burden of Bitcoin. No, compare it to what it replaces. Compare it to all the skyscrapers and all the compliance departments and lawyers who have to drive in
lawyers who have to drive into the corporate building every morning, and all the credit card mailers that get sent out, and all the bank statements that get printed on paper, and all the emails that have to be sent. All that shit goes away, and you just have a crypto balance. In the same way that email, you know, is an alternative to sending something through the post office. Here you have a form of value that doesn't require that tremendous like legacy infrastructure overhang. And that legacy infrastructure overhang is why the traditional banking system costs so much, and why it's so slow, and why it's so shitty. And so again, for progressives to go after crypto is totally ludicrous, because they're the ones who wanted it. They're the ones who wanted an alternative to the Fed. We're progressive politicians. And now they got it and they're like, oh, Bitcoin. DC is so lost. Again, this is like the end of our way of life. They pushed a poison vaccine that's not a vaccine on not only the American people, but on many of the countries that consider us to be partners, you know, consider themselves to be our partners. We pushed this garbage. Whereas China, from what I understand, actually released a real vaccine based on inactivated viral DNA, not based on some mRNA, you know, human software science experiment, right? Treating your body like it's fucking software. And Elon Musk has talked about this a little bit, and he acts like it's such a great thing that now we can just print little mRNA instructions. Well, if you're treating the body like software, think about how many shitty versions have to be, think about how many betas before you actually put the software in a box and sell it at Best Buy or somewhere, right? It goes through a lot of iterations, a lot of improvement, and the populace are the test subjects, because these companies, Moderna has no products prior to this, no products released, no track record of safety. And yet guys like Kramer have this religious devotion to something that failed him, right? You're triple vaccinated and you got COVID. So why are you still praising the vaccines? He actually said that we're blessed. We're blessed to have the vaccines. He and his wife, Lisa, are blessed to have the vaccines. Fucking cult, folks. It's just an injection. It's a shot. You're blessed to have it, you fucking weirdo. Just an absolute cult. And to be honest, I don't want anything to do with these people anymore. If you're still walking around in 24/7 fear zone and your only friends are Donnie Lemon on CNN and Sanjay Gupta and all these other fucking propagandists, I don't really want anything to do with you. Being treated like a second-class citizen in my own country for the last year, when I pay taxes, when I pay for this system to keep rolling, and when I caught the thing everybody's scared of and recovered and have full immunity, get the fuck out of here. They never acknowledged the half the country that caught COVID and recovered. I thought we're so heroic because we, you know, what bullshit. All to get this injection in everybody's body. And again, the only silver lining is now we know who's totally full of it. Donald Trump, not a real populist. He's anti-crypto. He's anti-weed. He's anti any skepticism of these injections. The guy's full of shit. Jim Cramer, I'll never respect him again. How is it limited government? How is it in line with market forces? How are you even a capitalist if you think the military should be doling out experimental injections? Get the fuck out of here. What a creep. Again, he works for NBC, and NBC was one of the biggest propagandists of this pandemic. And I guess he watches too much of his own network. I guess he bought his own bullshit. These people are such creeps and losers. Thank God for crypto. I would tear my fucking hair out all day if there was no alternative. But with crypto, it's like you're literally betting on the thing that is their competitive alternative, right? When Trumpy begs you not to look into crypto, it's because the Rothschilds are literally the largest holder of the dollar on planet Earth. And these people aren't that bright. How do they think that they can destroy the credibility, the good credibility of the United States, by pushing this non-vaccine on our partners and by poisoning our own populace, right? It's been a year since the vaccines came out, a year, and there are now more cases of COVID per day than there were when the vaccines came out. That doesn't make any sense unless, again, it doesn't actually fucking work. Thank you guys so much. A couple of you said that person trying to get me banned from PayPal might be some kind of deep state agent.
definitely possible because the guy won't respond to us. We've tried reaching out to him multiple times. It's like, hey, why are you trying to fuck up our account? We're happy to give you a refund. It'd be done the same day. Why are you trying to fuck up our account, man? And he doesn't respond to us. So it's very possible that's just some shill. You guys bring up a good point. It's crazy how many people I offended just for reading those WikiLeaks. It's always going to be barnacles on me now. Always going to be barnacles, these people trying to slow me down. But I stand by those emails. The pandemic was pushed on us by these goddamn walnut saucers in D.C. Men begging each other for walnut sauce. And just because you found an article on the internet that talks about walnut sauce as it's used in Italian cuisine, it doesn't mean it's not a code language. It means it's a good code language. Thank you guys so much. God bless.